Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf is stepping down. In his announcement, Musharraf said he wanted to spare the country from an impeachment battle. The ruling coalition was planning to impeach Musharraf for alleged constitutional violations. Good morning. I'm Dan Blumberg. We've had reaction and analysis from Pakistan this morning. Now we get a local perspective from Muhsin Zahir. He's the editor of Sada-e-Pakistan, a weekly newspaper that reaches about 200,000 Pakistani Americans in the tri-state area. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
So are people here in New York and New Jersey celebrating this morning, or is it more of a mixed reaction as they wake up?
I would say more, majority of the people, they are celebrating. They are very happy. This is a very good news for them. And by the time Musharraf announced his resignation, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and people were waiting to listen to him. What did he say? And as soon as he said that he's going to step down, you know, there was a rejoice, and people start celebrating there and then, you know, and they, most of them are very happy. There are very few people left here who are pro-Musharraf now, you know. As you know, during the last election, Musharraf lost, his party lost the election, and he was virtually became politically isolated in his own country.
So a lot of Pakistani Americans were up already at 3 a.m. this morning waiting for this announcement. Why were they watching so closely at 3 a.m. this morning, and why do you say most of them are pleased today?
Since Musharraf took over since 1999, there were a lot of issues. On those issues, people were not agree with President Musharraf, so they start raising voice against him. In the early period of President Musharraf's rule, you know, it was very hard to speak or to express your views in Pakistan, and it was sort of a martial law in Pakistan. So the people, Pakistani American living abroad, you know, they start raising their voices against his dictatorial acts, you know. So during last 9 years, people were demonstrating against him every time he visit USA. Every time he visit USA, people used to gather at his, you know, place and chanting that, go Musharraf, go, go Musharraf, go. So people were struggling for the last 9 years. People I'm talking about, the followers of Pakistan political parties who are living in U.S. or New York, you know. So every time they used to come up in demonstration with the placard that go Musharraf, go. Finally, after 9 years, finally Musharraf has gone now. So they said their struggle is fruitful now. So one of their dream come true now. So they were very happy. That's why they were very excited. Doesn't matter what time it was. So they waited and they said, it is the time we were waiting for the last 9 years.
How do the political views of Pakistanis living here in the United States differ from their family back home?
I would say people living here, they are more concerned what's happening back home, you know. When you are in your country, you become a part of a system, a part of a society. The issues, you know, you take it like, you know, in general. But when you come abroad and you are 10,000 miles away from your homeland, so it's a natural thing. You become more concerned about the economy, the unrest and instability in your country, and it doesn't feel good, you know. So the people over here, they were more concerned, you know. There was no stability in Pakistan. The economy was in a very bad shape. And then, you know, due to the war on terror, Pakistan also become one of the victim of this war on terror. And so people living here, they said all those things were the result of the wrong policies of President Musharraf. So that's why they were of the view that, you know, he should go now, somebody should replace him. And now there is a change in Pakistan, and the Pakistani American community is hopeful, you know, this change will bring good news for them in the future.
Very briefly, before I let you go, what you say there's mostly a feeling of celebration this morning. As different political parties jockey for the presidency, do you expect that the community here will stay together, or will there be any divisiveness?
You know, like I would say, Pakistani-American nation, and the Pakistani nation is politically divided, and same thing is here. Pakistani-American community is also politically divided, and they are following their political parties and their party lines. And I would say in the times to come, they would remain politically oriented, and they will follow their party lines. And let's see who is going to replace President Musharraf, because, you know, President Musharraf said it was a time of reconciliation, not a confrontation. So that's why he said, you know, the coalition government, they did not follow my point. So let's say, you know, they show some sort of a reconciliation, or they come up with new plans or something good as compared to President Musharraf.
Well, Mr. Zahir, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Muhsin Zahir is the editor of Sada-e-Pakistan, a weekly newspaper that reaches 200,000 Pakistani Americans in the region.